I pray that you'll give us further understanding this morning. I know it sounds hard. And people say, are you really preaching Jesus? Is he really that way? Are you telling me he's going to judge? Yes. And it'll come down hard. There won't be any forgiveness. He will say, your time is over. Your time is up. Oh, the many times that I came to you and I sent you this man, this woman, even a child. I sent you a worship service. You attended church. Somebody asked you to go and you went. You've heard it. You knew it. But you rejected it. And my judgment is now upon you. For I have given you ample time. Dear Lord Jesus, help us with these weak pastors in the pulpit that won't preach all of it. Give us understanding, I pray, of your spiritual word that we're about to look at. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your printout, Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. I hope you have something to write with. We will add a few notes as we continue to read Matthew 24, 27. For the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Which coming here are we talking about? Is it the rapture or is it the second coming? It's going to be the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when does the second coming of Jesus Christ take place? At the end of the 7-year tribulation period. And then after that, he will bring in the 1,000-year reign or the millennium of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will be a 1,000-year reign. Here's a note to take. The coming of the resurrected, glorified Jesus Christ will be like lightning. Sudden, unmistakable, universal, and visible to all. I'll repeat that. The coming of the resurrected, glorified Jesus Christ will be like lightning. Sudden, unmistakable, universal, and visible to all. Here Christ uses the analogy of a storm. When we have a storm and when it has finally blown over and we see the lightning flashing in the eastern sky, do we run for cover? The answer is no. The storm has already passed. Under normal weather patterns, the weather moves from west and southwest to east and northeast. And from north to northwest and the south and southeast. The climate in Israel is like ours here. Jerusalem is at the same latitude as Waco, Texas. And the temperature is about the same. So Jesus is using weather analogy that they all understand. That when you see lightning in the east, you know the storm has already passed. What's the storm Jesus is talking about? The tribulation period. 7 years of tribulation that will take place and begin sometime soon after the rapture of the church. Remember, we are in the church age at this moment. And the next big event is going to be the rapture of the church. Matthew 24, 28 and 29. For wheresoever, underline the word wheresoever. In the Greek language, the word wheresoever means universal. So the question we ask ourselves is, what is going to be universal here? Well, the answer is the judgment and the wrath of Jesus Christ. He says, for wheresoever, and wheresoever is universal. It means the function of Jesus Christ is worldwide. And what is going to be the function of Jesus Christ worldwide? He's going to bring down wrath, His wrath. He's going to bring down His judgment on unrepentant man, on man that has refused to receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. For wheresoever the carcass is, underline the word carcass. The word carcass in the Greek means the fallen body of one dead. So here we're going to have physical corruption, and also you're going to have spiritual corruption. And what does spiritual corruption bring? It brings forth the judgment of Almighty God. So listen very clearly, and listen with both ears and with spiritual understanding. Jesus Christ is a loving God. He is a loving Savior. Remember? He paid your sin debt in full. You owe nothing. You come to Jesus by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be eagles. Note number one, as I speak to you, eagles, which are griffin vultures in translation, are rapidly increasing in number as never before in Israel. They are rapidly increasing in number as never before in Israel. For wheresoever, and remember this refers to that which is universal, there will be a universal judgment that will come from Jesus Christ and God the Father. There will be a universal wrath also come with that. For wheresoever the carcass is, the fallen body of one dead, there will be vultures, and they will feed upon the flesh of unbelievers as they are gathered together or assembled. Notice what is in parentheses. That's the cleanup after all deaths at Armageddon. Underline that word Armageddon. I'll give you some notes. Armageddon. The armies gather together at Jerusalem to fight what is known as the Battle of Armageddon. In that battle, the blood will run to the horses' bridles. I'll repeat that. Armageddon. The armies gather together at Jerusalem to fight what is known as the Battle of Armageddon. And I have stood where that valley is, where the war is going to be fought. And believe me, it is long enough, it is wide enough, and it is deep enough to hold all the blood that is going to be shed during this battle of Armageddon. And when it says that this blood will run to the horses' bridles, that's exactly what it means. The Antichrist and all his followers will be defeated in one moment of one time. That's the cleanup after all deaths at Armageddon and all the other things that have taken place. If you know what is going to take place up until that time, then there will have to be a worldwide cleanup on the physical earth to usher in or bring in the millennial. Because Jesus Christ is not going to bring in any leftover trash that occurred in the 7-year tribulation period. The millennial time is going to be a beautiful time. It is going to be gorgeous. It is beyond human words to describe what you and I are going to see and enjoy during the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we're going to come back with Christ as His bride. And you know what? We're going to help teach the people that are going to come into the millennial and that are going to survive the tribulation period. All right, here we go. This is what we call verse 29. It's not 2a, my mistake. It is verse 29. Verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation, underline the word tribulation and write distress. Immediately after the distress, the calamities of war, the greatest distress in world history, immediately after the tribulation, And what we are doing is coming to the end of that seven-year tribulation. We'll read that in Matthew 24, 30 just below in just a moment. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened. Now you want to ask yourself the question, why is that going to take place? And the moon shall not give her light. Why is that going to take place? And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be broken. What a background. What a backdrop. It is going to be nothing but pitch darkness. And guess who is going to come out of this pitch darkness, this pitch blackness? It is going to be the resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know that? We're going to read it in Matthew 24, 30 and 31. Let's look at it. And then, after all has been blacked out in the heavens, then the brightest light the world has ever seen or heard or known is about to appear. And can you imagine with a blacked out backdrop like that, what the glory of the Lord is going to look like? His majesty, how it's going to shine, how bright it's going to be. Do you think you can mistake who's coming? Do you think you're going to miss it in any way? The answer is no. Let's look at it. And then, after everything has been blacked out in heaven, and then, and there is the time word, shall appear the sign. Underline the word sign. It means Jesus' personal appearance will be the ultimate sign. Jesus' personal appearance will be the ultimate sign. And then is a time word, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. That Son of Man is none other than the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ in all of His glory. Of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes, all, what would that be? Universal. No human being is going to be missed. Every human being will look upon the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. And then what's going to happen? And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. 4 points. Number one, why will they mourn, unbelievers? Number one, judgment has come. Judgment has come. I can't say it loud enough. I can't say it long enough. They come to church. The praise worship has been wonderful. It's been all about praise. Very little teaching of the Word of God. People come to church and say, I don't want to hear about the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear about the wrath of Almighty God. I just want you to tell me how much Jesus Christ loves me. That's a piece of the pie. There are about 8 pieces to a pie. That's one piece. It is a major piece. The second piece is what? Jesus Christ is judge. He's bringing judgment with Him. He will judge by the Word of Almighty God. The Word of God you and I call the Bible. One day He's coming. One day the judge is coming. And brother, they will mourn. Because what they have heard is now a visible reality. The judgment of God has come. Damnation is upon earth. Amen. People say, I don't want to come here anymore. That's your call. I'm not here to please you. God called me to preach, you didn't. And I've got to stand before Him at the judgment, just like you. Yeah. And I've got to answer for my spiritual gift, just like you. I love you, and I'll fight for you. Amen. But He's my boss. Amen. And then there is that time word, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in all His glory in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Number one, judgment has come. Number two, they will see Him in His majesty. Can you imagine the effect of seeing the resurrected, glorified Lord in all His majesty? It makes a believer bow down, and it will make an unbeliever mourn with repentance, but it's too late. Jesus said, "It's done, for I have come as I told you I would come in judgment." And take that as a believer, He will come for you too. Third, no one will mistake His identity. No one will mistake His identity when He shows up. Next point, His glory will be something they will not be able to get around. Here is Jesus. Here is the Son of God. Here is God Himself. Here is the Savior of the world, appointed in eternity past. And you know what? You can't get around it. The unbeliever can say, "Is there an option?" Jesus says, "No, not one." How many people come to church and say, "How can I get around this doctrinal belief? And how can I get around this biblical teaching?" Jesus says, "There ain't no getting around anymore. I have come and you will answer." Amen. They will mourn and they shall see. Notice in parentheses, the rapture will happen in the blink of an eye, the Bible says. We Christians will be gone in an instant. But at the second coming, the survivors then which endured. Take your Bible. Turn to Matthew 24, 13. Let's make sure you understand that. Endurance will not give you salvation. Just because you endure something doesn't mean you're going to be saved. You're not saved by endurance. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? Matthew 24, 13. Just make sure you understand. Here we go, Matthew 24, 13. "But the one who endures to the end, he shall be saved." Let's go back and read that and let's make some notes, if you will. "But the one," the word "one" refers to Gentile and Jew. There will be Jews saved, there will be Gentiles saved. But the tribulation is mainly for Israel. "But the one," the Jew or Gentile, the Christian they have become, "but the one who physically endures." Physically endures. Okay? These were Christians, either Jew and Gentile, that were not killed or persecuted, you might say, as a result of their faith in Christ. Okay? They what? They are physically, as Christians, enduring this time of tribulation. Okay? Do we have that? Does that make sense to you? Let's read on. "But the one who endures," the Christian who physically endures to the end. End of what? The 7-year tribulation period. "He shall be physically saved." What does that mean? You're going to walk into the millennium in your fleshly body you have right now. Because we got a lot of reproducing to do. There will be marriages during this time. Husbands and wives will be reproducing babies as you do now. So who is going into the millennial that's on earth? Anybody? Christians. Only Christians. Only Christians. Not one unbeliever will enter into the millennial. Now, please get this. Believers go in. They begin to reproduce. Babies are born. Babies will be born with an old sin nature. Terry, are you kidding me? Even in the millennial, the devil is bound, right, for 1,000 years. So you can't say the devil made me do it when you sin. Babies will have an old sin nature. Why? Because this reproduction by mom and dad, they're going to be in the flesh just like you are now. So therefore, the old sin nature is going to be passed along, and it is in the seed of man. So every baby born in the millennial will be born with an old sin nature. The devil is locked up for 1,000 years again, so you can't say the devil made me do it. Jesus Christ in His resurrection glorified body is going to rule with a what? A rod of iron. Why is that necessary? We've got the old sin nature in operation. It's got to be dealt with. And guess what? Jesus in His resurrection glorified body, I don't know how close they'll be able to get to Him, but can you imagine somebody getting at that right age to understand, and here's Jesus in His resurrected body, and you can say no to Him? That's hard to believe, isn't it? But that's going to happen because Satan is going to be loosed at the end of 1,000 years, and he's going to gather what? All the unbelievers that rejected Jesus Christ. And he, all by himself, will defeat the army of Satan. Let's go back here. The second coming, the survivors then, which endured, and there won't be all that many, but there will be some, will see Him as He comes, the Son of Man, coming in what? The clouds of heaven. How did He go? How did He go? In clouds? And what did He say?
I will come back.
I will come back just as you have what?
Seen me go.
So remember that when you read this. In the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall, who's going to do the gathering here? The angels. Shall gather together His elect. Who are the elect? Here's your answer. All believers during the tribulation period and Old Testament saints are going to be raised. When are the Old Testament saints going to be raised? At the end of that 7-year tribulation. And what are they going to enjoy? The 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. All right, His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Top of page 2. Isaiah tells us a few around the earth will survive the tribulation. So they will have to be gathered. Is there anything in here of church language? The answer is no. This was kept secret from the 12 because He is going to reveal the body of Christ, the church, to the Apostle Paul in just a few short years. These disciples knew nothing of the 1900 plus years God would deal almost exclusively with the Gentiles. Everything Jesus said was directed to the Jews. As soon as the tribulation has run its course, part and parcel of those final hours will be that the sun and moon are going to be affected. Acts 2:15 through 18. These people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day, 9 a.m. But this is the beginning of what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see, that is, divinely prompted dreams. Even on my bondservants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now let's read what it says. These things had happened the day of Pentecost. If Peter would have known about the 1900 plus years of the church age to come, he would have stopped right there. But Peter didn't know, so all he can see is the tribulation that is coming. Acts 2:19 and 20. And I will bring about wonders in the sky above and signs, attesting miracles on the earth below. Blood and fire and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. But Peter didn't know, and he wasn't supposed to know. And here's the note we'll end with. Jesus is coming. But before that occurs, it is likely that we will face the winds of a culture caught up in an end time storm of deception. Folks, we have been there, and it is a stronger deception as I speak. As a lost society tries to morally alter many long-held Bible-based beliefs, every believer will have to decide either to accommodate the world or refuse to compromise. We must hold our position with confidence, knowing that we have been ordained by God to live in this hour. We were chosen for this moment to demonstrate victorious living in Jesus Christ. This is our opportunity to speak truth to those who are deceived by darkness. My friends, if you'll read about church history and go back and check things out, some of the strongest movements in our society didn't come from the government. They came from the pulpit. Preachers that were preaching nothing but the word of Almighty God and His power, and changes were taking place in society. This is where it has got to start again, in the house of God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We've probably been a little silent too long, or not loud enough. But I don't think that's the issue. It hadn't been that we hadn't heard it. Maybe we just hadn't been living it like we should. Live the Christian life that the power of God can go to work and change your neighbor and change your friend, and let them see when you pray, something happens. Things begin to move. God goes to work. It needs to start in God's house again. Let it be. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.